Good morning. It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. I want to go around the room and introduce everybody. It's rude when you don't say hello. So my name is Joe. Hi. We got Liv the Web Girl. What up, Liv?
Hello.
Producer Pork Chop. What are you doing, man?
Producing.
It's like you're giving yourself a wedgie over there. Mackenzie, that voice you hear laughing right there. When you used to work with Pork Chop, you worked with him in Portland.
Yes.
Did he used to have his butt crack hanging out all the time? Because we see that guy's butt all the time. Any position, there's always butt hanging out.
Really?
Yes.
Actually, when I was in Portland working with Mackenzie, I had my own studio, so I was actually just pantsless the whole time.
Yeah, he never had pants on, so wow. You're kind of actually lucky here, I would say.
Yeah, well, the amount of butt crack I've seen, I don't think it can be unseen. All right, so...
He's traumatized.
Out of all these sweet people here that you're hearing talking this morning, who this weekend got busted for shoplifting?
The old five-finger discount.
Yep, Sticky Finger McGee,
uh-oh,
as Grandma used to say. Who was Sticky Fingers?
I don't think it was me. I bought some disc golfs, but actually bought them and used my debit card.
Okay. I don't know. Mackenzie, you seem really nice, but then again, that's how you do it. It's like, oh, she'd never steal, but she's like putting it in her purse. And Liv the Web Girl, maybe you were drunk. Did you do anything drunk?
I mean, I'm trying to think back now. I was in a gas station drunk, but I think I paid for all of the chasers that we bought.
Okay, before I share the story, because I'm the person that's guilty of doing this.
Dun, dun, dun. It was Joe.
I want to know from you at 833-563-2539. What did you maybe accidentally steal or shoplift? Because if you did it on purpose, obviously you knew what you're doing. I didn't mean to do this, but I got the full riot act as if like I was some hardened criminal. I dislike producer Porkchop, headed out this weekend, and my wife took my car. She went out of town, and her car is kind of getting old and beat up, so I let her do that. Inside of that car had my disc golfs, kind of like if you have golf clubs for golf, these are like the discs you throw to hit your target.
Right.
So I had to go buy like a little cheap starter set for like $30 or something. So
okay.
I had to go out to like a Dick's Sporting Goods because Walmart didn't have it, a Target didn't have it. So I'm driving all around town, and it's like 8 o'clock, and this is pathetic. I didn't leave my house that day on Saturday. I was so slothy until like 7 at night.
Slothy. So I like that.
So I was slothy and I was tired and I was moving slow and I was like in a brain fog. So I go up to the two-level store. I come back out. I go to the bottom and the registers are right there because it's attached to a mall. And I don't know what was in me and I knew I had to go there, but I just started going out towards the exit where I was. Maybe I thought I'd pay out that way, but I walk out the door. Their security system works. It's like,
So at that moment, sheer panic, or what are you thinking?
Oh yeah, I'm like,
oh crap!
But I honestly was so oblivious to what was happening. Like, why is it going off? Like,
what's happening?
Who's stealing?
Is it just this merchandise I have in my pocket? I don't know.
Yeah, and then it wasn't because of me, but they actually had the security, like people that drive around the lot. They were there, and they look at me, and they put it in park and get out, and they're like, stop. I'm like, I am stopping. I don't know what's going on. And then three employees come out.
Dang.
And like nobody's tackling me.
Put your hands up.
Yeah, but they're like, don't do anything. I'm sorry. But they're like, did you pay for that? I'm like, no. And of course, like who would, like everybody would say like, oh, I forgot. Like that's
right,
the most believable shoplifter story in the world.
Just act dumb.
Well, I'm very good at acting dumb. But I have like this little box. It's a starter kit with like three discs in there. Then I have like one little like frisbee I'm holding with my hand. It's like...
So do they detain you? What happens next?
They didn't detain me, but they escorted me back in. And then the guy put it in park, his little security thing. He came in there. I guess they're quick. I thought they'd be slower. They had a security person like inside that was monitoring cameras.
Yeah.
And he came out there too. And they gave me like 100 questions. They didn't take me into a dark, desolate room. But I was like, holy crap. Like, I swear this was an accident.
What was your defense? Like, I just forgot.
I said, I'm like, man, my head's all foggy. So then they're probably like, oh, this guy's high on drugs, you know? We'd have to pee in a cup or something.
Like,
they're already judging you because you're playing frisbee golf.
I ended up going up to the register. I paid for everything.
Do they upcharge you or, you know, you just still pay?
It felt like it was so freaking expensive. I'm the cheapest guy in the world. No, but I just... I don't know what's going on. Like, I had the whole day to rest, but I still, like, my brain was so foggy.
How did they leave you then? Did they say, never come back in the store?
No, they didn't say that, but, like, they legit, like, did not buy it at first. I'm like, I have it. I have a card. And it just sounded like a typical person that shoplifts that would say, like, oh, I forgot to pay, but I did. But, like, it just, like, everybody's looking at me in the store. Like, it's like the walk of shame to go pay. And I'm sure there's, like, little moms like, see that big bald man? He's a thief. Don't be like him.
You realize you tarnished the whole show by doing this.
Oh, I've tarnished the show before.
One,
this is nothing new.
I'm sure there was someone that recognized you and was like, oh, my gosh, Joe from the morning show. on radio now is a shoplifter. Two, everyone knows you're the cheapest person in the entire world.
I'm not that cheap.
I just learned that today.
It would kind of make sense that you would try to steal something.
I would never steal something again.
To me, this story makes sense just because it's a classic Joe move. Like, I could see this. I could see you just, no offense, like, airheadedly just walking out of the store. No offense, but
you're stupid.
Without remembering to pay.
No, totally, though. He's right. But this happened to me one time, too, Joe.
You just walked out without paying?
Yes. And it was the scariest thing of my entire life. And I was in, like, a grocery store in Hilton Head Island when I was on vacation with my family. It was me and my older sister. And we just went there to get some things. And we wanted to buy the movie Anchorman. And I put it underneath my armpit to hold it because I had other things in my hand. So we went to the register. We put all of our stuff down. The movie is still underneath my armpit, and I'm not even realizing
it. Because
that's where I hold like either like my purse or my phone or something. And when I was walking out, I realized that Anchorman, the movie, was underneath my armpit. We had not paid. We had bags full of stuff. And I just told my sister, go.
So you go
to the car.
Go
to the car. No, we were so scared. We didn't want to get in trouble. I was like 14 at the time, or like 15 at the time. And I was like, make it to the car. And we like got in the car and she was like, what's going on? And I was like, I accidentally stole Anchorman. And she like whipped it out of the parking lot because we were so terrified.
Wait, you never took it back?
No, we were so scared. So now we own Anchorman, which is kind of dope because that's a great movie. But yeah, I was
VHS.
Too scared to say anything.
I've done it on purpose just because I don't have patience for really long lines. I can't stand it. And I was in rush and I just wanted to buy some gum. And the line, I kid you not, it was like at a quick convenience store. It was like 15 people long. And I just literally put a $5 down and I was like, thanks. And I overpaid and I was like, it is worth it not to have to wait in this line. And they're like, excuse me, miss. And I left. So technically I paid, but I didn't have time.
Yeah, you're not a criminal. You act all like you're hardened, like you've done something bad. Get out of here.